Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week, when it comes to politics and public policy, it's all about the judges. Lately, it seems, the majority's being ruled by the minority, and the minority we're talking about always seems to wear black robes. Case in point, after the 2020 election cycle, it became painfully obvious that the election process was not secure. Videos emerged of people in the dead of night dumping hundreds of ballots into unmanned ballot collection boxes, and undocumented aliens have now been convicted for voting illegally. In some cases, signatures with the same exact handwriting appear on hundreds of ballots, and more ballots were cast in some districts than the total number of registered voters. It got so bad, and the citizen outcry was so great, that legislatures finally took action. Here in Montana, a series of laws were passed that brought security and integrity back to the election process. This week, a single judge in Billings overturned four election security measures, opting instead to cave to special interests and reinstate the anything-goes processes of the 2020 election cycle. As we told you last May, the huge gains made by the conservative majorities in the Montana House and Senate were just the first step. We pointed out that liberals still controlled the courts and liberal judges would play a key role in reversing the will of the majority. As predicted, that's been the case. What was not predicted is that so many of the cases would land in the courtroom of liberal judge Mike Moses of Billings. For those who don't know, Judge Moses's judicial career has taken a fairly circuitous route. He was first appointed to the court back in May of 2014 by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Later that year, he stood for election and lost in the primary. He was then reappointed by Governor Bullock in 2015 to fill another vacancy. In 2016, he ran unopposed and won the retention election. According to campaign finance records, he has only donated to Democratic candidates. Late last year, Judge Moses blocked three brand new anti-abortion laws from taking effect. One would have banned abortions after 20 weeks when a fetus can feel pain. Another would have allowed a woman to see an ultrasound of her baby before the abortion if she wanted to. And the third would have blocked dangerous at-home abortions using powerful drugs sent through the mail by abortion providers. Now, fast forward to this week, and Judge Moses strikes again, this time blocking four new laws designed to enhance the security of our elections, many of which were designed to stop out-of-state college students from voting in Montana if they were not eligible. In one section of the ruling, Judge Moses said transgender students would be unduly burdened if they could not use their student ID cards. This makes no sense. Those same students would not be allowed to use a student ID card to board an airplane. He also blocked the ban on paid ballot harvesters who in other states have collected ballots in nursing homes, 100% of which somehow all voted for candidates of the same party. It's these types of shenanigans that undermine the election process, that were the focus of the new election security laws, and that have now been kept in place by a single liberal judge in Billings. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.